Life was amazing in Pompeii. The sunny August morning began like any other glorious day, but was it? In the distance, beside the cafe, the wealthy rich woman stood beside the cafe, chatting. The ground shaked as the heavy pots thumped on the ground. The delicious smell of honey cake lured me to the bakery. I remember it like yesterday. Big and strong by Pompeii, Mount Vesuvius stood by the blue air in the breeze. Without warning, the ground started to tremble. The sky turned dark. The wind roared loudly. Thunder flickered. The dogs barked. People screamed. I remember there was a humongous grey cloud bursting out of the summit of the mountain unusually. The grey cloud filled the sky with darkness. That was the warning. We had to go. I grabbed Tranio's hand and ran to the harbour, panicking. Breathing heavily and close to tears, I ran with all my might and all that was left. As I ran, I watched the bakery fill with flames. Tranio and I ran onto the boat and drifted away. Me and Tranio looked at Pompeii sadly, and we almost started to cry. Then Tranio calmed me. We mustn't give up. Suddenly, the air filled into a cloud and dropped. Pompeii was swallowed in ash. Nothing was in sight.